Our Shabbos, we are about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 144 in the Svarim of Zelig Pliskin and other Svarim and books regarding self-confidence. And people who think that they lack self-confidence, they come up with many valid reasons why they're not self-confident. Very often, they blame their intelligence or their life circumstances or their financial situation or their parents or their teachers or their friends or their relatives, or their lack of skills, their lack of talents, or feedback they heard from others, and many, many reasons why they say that all these things, all these factors shake my self-confidence, shake my healthy sense of self. And any of these reasons could be valid reasons, reasons that could shake you, reasons that would cause you to doubt yourself, but these reasons are not the real root cause. It's a person's belief in those reasons that creates a lack of self-confidence. So the lack of self-confidence is really caused by the self-talk in your mind. You're giving yourself reasons for not being self-confident, or that you're not a good person, and so on and so forth. There are people who have similar circumstances as the ones listening now, similar levels of intelligence or skills or talents, but they still manage to be self-confident in a healthy way because they believe in themselves in a realistic way. They know that it's not what people have said to them in the past that matters. It's what they say to themselves, what they say to themselves in the present. And self-talk in a healthy way, affirmations, what we call it, works. It does work. Positive affirmations set sincerely with belief have a positive impact. Negative statements set sincerely and with the belief that you have in it will have a negative impact. Words matter, and the way you talk to yourself matters. Our thoughts about our own self-confidence either serves as a positive affirmation, building it, or as a negative confirmation, tearing it down. And we need to work on thinking about that. So therefore, when you realize this with a clarity, you'll be motivated to stop giving these reasons for not being self-confident and just simply create thoughts of self-confidence, connecting it with Hashem. Hashem put you on this world to accomplish. He gave you the tools to do what he needs you to do. You have a right to have self-confidence. It's a right. It's a healthy attitude. And it's a healthy thought. Bishvili nivra olam, in the right way. These thoughts create feelings, and these feelings allow you to practice these skills that you have within you and these talents that you have within you so that you can enhance your life through them. So instead of saying to yourself, I lack self-confidence because of this and this and this and this, you shift your gears and you verbalize it differently. And in your mind, you think along a different line and you say, no, I'm in the process of building my self-confidence, building myself up, and it's getting stronger and stronger as I go along. You say that, I'm in the process of building my self-confidence, and my confidence is getting stronger and stronger all the time. Zelig Pliskin says that he feels good when he repeats these sentences that I just said. He says, as a coach, I find that anyone who's willing to sincerely repeat this phrase and believe in the power of self-talk, they will improve their level of self-confidence. So I'm going to repeat it. It seems to be Zelig Pliskin himself says this and tells people to do this, and he does this themselves. The way his books go is that when it's an anecdote, he puts it in these like italics type of lettering. This is not that. It seems to be that it's himself saying this. He feels good when he repeats these sentences, and he encourages others to do so. What is that? It's, I am in the process of building my self-confidence, and my self-confidence is getting stronger and stronger all the time. And now he says an anecdote as follows. Someone started by saying to me, I'll tell you why I'm not self-confident. It's because of this and this and this. and he had a good rapport with this person, so he interrupted him. And he said, please do me a favor and don't say that, I said with a smile. He said, don't say that? I didn't finish my sentence. And Rapliskin answered, I may let you finish your sentence, but you seem like the type of person who's willing to improve yourself if something makes sense. And he responded, thank you for the compliment. You're right. I'm not interested in staying limited in my old ways of thinking. My goal is to keep developing myself. I'm very interested in what you want to tell me. So Rapliskin responded, regardless of any reasons you tell yourself, just give up the reason for not being self-confident, because that blocks your self-confidence. By just giving a reason for being self-confident, for not being self-confident, that blocks your self-confidence. So Rosella Pliskin advised him as follows. For the next 2 weeks, interrupt yourself if you're about to say anything that will needlessly limit your self-confidence. Keep telling yourself that you have just as much as a right to self-confidence as many self-confident people who ever was, and who is now, or who might be in the future. And from now on, identify yourself as a person who is ready and already self-confident with his ability to become even more self-confident. Keep telling yourself, and it's those two lines that Rosella Pliskin repeated, my self-confidence keeps on growing each and every day for the rest of my life. And let's see how this impacts your image. And he was willing to give it a try. And he thanked me profusely for interrupting him because he immediately understood that he would benefit from this way of thinking. And he indeed benefited from this way of thinking. So this concept of that is to do that, is to do your best to tell yourself, to talk yourself to yourself. You don't give up on yourself. And one piece of advice that I've seen is that every day you try something new in a healthy way. It could be in a small way. Because our self-esteem thrives when we have the courage to move out of our comfort zone and try something new, healthy new. What new behaviors are in good that are healthy that I would like to do? And what's stopping you? And you try doing that. The focus is on changing yourself, not to change others. See, a major cause of relationship conflicts, a major cause of people shaking your self-esteem is because you're attempting to change other people or trying to change their minds. And the truth is the only person that one can really change is oneself in a relationship. So it's very, very important to try not to worry about what other people are thinking, but rather what you can do with your own thought processes. You can choose this with self-confidence. It works with simcha also. It's hard when a person feels down or overwhelmed, but you could choose today to be happy. And over time, and you daven for it, and you keep on thinking about it, and you move forward. Another aspect of it is productive regret versus unproductive regret. Regret or harata, which is one of the Gidrei Tshuva, it can be productive. When is it productive? If one uses the lessons of the past to help us improve moving forward. But don't have these unproductive regrets that just eat you up in the wrong, you know, in the wrong way. So that's very, very important. And this removes self-doubt. You basically, if you have negative thoughts in your mind, judgmental thoughts about yourself, observe them, but don't necessarily buy into them. For example, if you say to yourself, I'm a failure, don't buy into that thought. You could reframe the thought and say, I am having the thought that I am a failure. By the way, this is an excellent tool to get yourself to learn to observe your own mind and how your mind is working. Instead of saying, I'm a failure, boom, and it hits you straight in, you say, no, I'm having a thought that I'm a failure. You are not your thoughts. You are a neshama. You're a seed of consciousness that you can observe your thoughts and you can change your thoughts. Now, it's very, very difficult because it comes automatically very often. But this is what you can do. You look at your negative thoughts, but you don't operate and work or to guide your life from those thoughts. And that is a very, very important thing. It's a power of the thought is amazing. Here's an example of what the power of thought can do. Fill a clear glass with water, then put one drop of food coloring and stir it around. One drop discolors the water already. So imagine that drop was a negative thought. And think of how many negative thoughts per day can self-sabotage you and muddy up your perspective, like that food coloring muddied the color of the water. And remember that visualization when you feel overwhelmed with a negative thought. So again, to repeat the main yesod of this particular share, is that there are many reasons why one can lack self-confidence, but they are not the shayrish, they're not the real cause. The real cause is your belief in those reasons. And when you say to yourself, like he says, I'm in the process of building my self-confidence and my self-confidence is getting stronger and stronger every day. And you don't just buy into your negative thoughts, but you acknowledge you're having them and then judge them and see whether you need them or not. And if they're negative, you throw them away. And when they're positive, you keep them. That is something that over time is a skill that can be learned. And again, of course, with all of this, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for special siyata deshmaya to allow you to do this and to give you the kayach to do the healthy self-work that you need to do as you go along on this journey. Bracha v'atzlacha.